First of all, congratulations, Lacey.
Thank you.
How are you feeling right now?
Pretty excited.
I should say so. Yeah. So can you kind of walk me through your story, where you got your ticket, where you scratch it, that type of thing?
So I'm from Western Iowa, and we were leaving my mom's for Christmas, and we were driving back to Des Moines. And so we stopped in Walnut at the Come and Go, and I just wanted to buy a few scratch-offs for the drive home. And
so you're driving down the interstate and scratching them in the car then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
I was like, you need to stop. And he's like, I can't just stop on the interstate. And I was like, well, you need to get off the interstate now.
Oh, man. So kind of what's going through your head as you're scratching the ticket and you're seeing word after word pile up? Are you starting to think that this could be a big win?
Well, I started like counting all the words with the letter A in it. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to win. Like every single word has an A in it. And then I counted. I was like, yeah, like 10 words have an A in it. I'm not going to win this. And then like the second to last letter was an A. And I was like, oh my gosh, this isn't real. Like, this is fake.
So what's going through your head at that moment when you scratch off the A and you're like, oh shoot, this might be something big?
I was just in awe, really. I didn't know what to do. I was just like, because we had scratched one off like a few days prior. And I was like, how awesome would it be if we would win $50,000? And my husband was like, yeah, it'd be pretty awesome. Like, that'd be amazing. And then 2 days later, I did it, and I was just like, I didn't know what to do. Because I don't play scratch-off, like, I never buy them, so it was kind of just interesting.
So what prompted this purchase? Just something to do on the drive back?
Yeah, he bought one a few days ago, and I was like, well, that was fun. I'm just going to do it for the drive back. Like, it's a two-hour drive, so it made the two-hour drive go pretty fast, and it was a lot more exciting than any other drive.
So. Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. So did you find a spot to pull over?
Yes, yeah. Okay. There was an exit, like, a mile up, and he was driving, like, 62 miles an hour. I was like, okay, let's go. Like, come on, we need to get going. Like, get off the interstate. And then he's like, I only count seven words. And I was like, no. And so then, like, we counted together and we just kind of sat there for a second. Like, oh my gosh.
Did you take it to a store and scan it?
No, but I've checked it probably 1,000 times since then.
Just scanning with your eyes, right?
Yep.
Oh, man. That's so exciting. So who have you told so far?
His parents and one of his sisters, my uncle Jeff and his family, and then my dad and my stepmom.
And some of them aren't believing you, is that right?
No, my husband and I like to play a few jokes on our family. So they're just like, yeah, right, yeah, right. And it's the holidays, so everybody thinks it's like one of those holiday fake scratch-off tickets. And yeah. I was like, no, I bought this myself at the gas station. Like, this is real. They're like, yeah, we'll see it. We'll see when you prove it. So.
Well, you're at lottery headquarters right now. You got the big check. You've taken your photo and you've gotten the even funner check.
Yes.
So it's officially official for sure. No joke here. Have you guys thought about what you're going to do with your winnings?
Yeah, we've brainstormed. We're in the process of building a new house. Oh, and so we weren't going to finish our basement. So we're like, is this the time to finish our basement? Or do we pay off our car loans or like my student loans? So it's kind of disappointing that we're old and have to do responsible things with it. But I think we might put some money away for like a nice vacation or something.
Sure. Yeah, that's excellent.